now.
So could you please give us some good news on the show today? Some good news, because everything seems to be bad. And I said, you know, I was kind of thinking the same thing, but here's what I came up with for good news. Are you ready? We don't get into politics here on the RP Show. That's the good news. Homie, don't play that game. That's not what we do.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada, Canadian sports fans around the world. It's a mad scramble. It's a mad score coming in hot on this Wednesday, July 29th. It's episode number 286 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. RP here, Darren DuPont there, and a new face to some of our viewers, Taylor Shire, joining us from Global Television. How you doing, Taylor?
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
That's quite the quarantine beard you got there. 4 months worth, eh?
Yeah. No, I had a three-month beard, and then I just shaved it off. This is about 5 days of laziness.
He is our director of officiating, Taylor Shire, and also our resident Montreal Canadiens fan. Everybody's got to have one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every crew's got to have one Habs fan, and he's ours. Are we ready to go on a very big day? We're very excited to have Hockey Night in Canada's Ron McLean coming up on the very day after all the bells and whistles on the Hockey Night in Canada doubleheader. I don't know if they officially called it Hockey Night in Canada last night. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sportsnet did the games, which we're going to get to. Ron McLean hosted it. He'll be with us in segment two of the program today. Mike Morreale, the commissioner of the Canadian Elite Basketball League, will be with us from St. Catharines, Ontario, as they head into what would be, what, day five today of the Natty in the Meridian Center. Mike Morreale will be with us. Andrew Gotzelig of Hoop Life coming up as we chat a little NBA playoffs. So it's fun. We got sizzle. We got steak. Are you ready for the quick six show topics?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Hit him, Jordan. Number one, three NHL preseason games on Tuesday. Like you don't know, the Leafs beat the Canadiens 4-2 in the Toronto bubble. Same arena, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 3-2 in overtime. And the Oilers spanked the Calgary Flames 4-1. Had their way with them. Now, it's Canada, so we could sit here for 2 hours and talk about the broadcast, the games, and we just might. But stick with me
okay. As
we roll with the rest. Point two, the Blue Jays win it. At Washington 5-1, Vladdy and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. had home runs for Toronto. They're rolling. The 2-2, 3-2 now?
3-2.
3-2. Point three, the Raptors lost their preseason exhibition finale to the Phoenix Suns, 117-106. They will begin for real against the Lakers on Saturday, and we will, as I mentioned, go deep into the NBA talk in hour two. At the CEBL Natty in St. Catharines, Ontario, the summer series, Saskatchewan lost last night. 87-77 to the Fraser Valley Bandits, who are unbeaten, those Bandits. And the Guelph Nighthawks beat the Niagara River Lions 84-65. We went out for dinner last night, guys, and this was my life. CEBL game here. Blue Jays on there. Leafs on there. Trailblazers on there. I'm like, ho-ho! Is it back?
Yeah, are we?
Dare I say?
Are we even in a pandemic?
It seemed very normal to me on a Tuesday last night. Point five, the Canadian Football League is discussing players opting out options. In the National Football League, because there's guys opting out by the dozen, did you notice they will get a one-time stipend of $150,000 U.S. to not play for the year? And their contract's unaffected, correct?
Right.
CFL, not going to do that, but we'll talk about that. And point six, all kinds of NFL things. Joey Bosa signing a five-year, $135 million extension with the Chargers. He is the highest paid defensive player now in the National Football League. Again, the NFL has chosen not to participate in the pandemic. And we can talk about all the opt-outs with them. So, those are the quick six show topics today. This is the rollout for our friends at Flooring Superstore. The new flooring is going into our home today, by the way, guys, from Flooring Superstores. Okay, so let's go to the hockey. I don't know where you want to start. I'll say those scores again. Leafs over Montreal 4-2. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 3-2 in overtime. And the Oilers over the Flames 4-1. Our director of officiating, Taylor Shire. I'm so excited to introduce you to our viewers, Taylor. I mean, it's been a long time since we've had you in here.
It's been a while.
He is an ordained hockey official, plus a sportscaster at Global Television. So for me, why not? It's the Rod Peterson Show. Here's my thoughts. Was there crowd noise? Was there not crowd noise? We were talking about this with the infamous Paul here. You were out of the room making coffee, Darren. I thought there was crowd noise, but I've broadcast about 1,400 hockey games, about 500 football games, so literally into the thousands of real games, and probably seen 10 times more that scrimmages in empty arenas and stadiums, right? So tens of thousands, I didn't see a difference. I enjoyed the hockey, other than Carey Price allowing a goal on the first shot. Welcome to the return, Carey, right? He kind of settled down, but the Leafs did win. The other thing, who's number 24 for Toronto?
Kapanen. Oh, yeah.
Fast, he's got to burst.
He's fast.
He doesn't have Connor McDavid burst, but he's got a hell of a burst.
Yeah.
So the Leafs look good. The Habs really didn't. That doesn't really surprise too many people. Everybody was grumbling that the Flyers-Penguins game wasn't on television in Canada. Come on. I know you got to open up Twitter and just bitch about whatever you don't like, but it's a quintuple header on Saturday, guys. Five straight. You're not going to get enough hockey? And then the Oilers look pretty sharp beating the Flames 4-1. So those are my thoughts. Taylor, you're the guest. What were yours on opening night of the preseason?
Well, the crowd noise, or the lack thereof, reminded me of kind of a rec beer league hockey game going to the Cooperator Center at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night and playing with no fans. But the goal horns kind of mixed in felt a little bit awkward to me. But I think it could be an opportunity for the NHL to put mics in places we don't normally have. Keep no crowd noise. Like, baseball has it. Don't love it, but it's kind of nice. But for the NHL, put a mic in the bench, put a mic on the net, hide some mics in the boards, and really bring that viewer experience home.
So you're in favor of that?
I think they should do more. I like that you can hear a little bit more. You can hear the skates digging in a little bit more.
That I like.
I want to hear more.
Well, I don't. See, here's my thing. I think what goes on the ice, the field, the diamond is sacred, and I don't need or want to hear it. I know what's being said, and I don't think that you want to hear what's being said.
I know
children don't want to hear
it. Family-friendly network, yes, but you could do a, you know, maybe
an edited version?
One of the networks could be the live feed, if you want to call it that, and the other one could be the hockey broadcast.
Fair. Over to you, Dupes.
I thought it was awesome. I really did. The games, I mean, weren't that great. I didn't watch all of them. I was in and out. I mean, it had that beer league feel, and I think the players had that feel. I mean, Gallagher on that opening play, I mean, he was playing beer league hockey, right? I mean, he wasn't back, and it led to a goal right away. But they settled in, as we thought they would, right? It took a little time. I mean, the Oilers and Flames game on both sides was full of mistakes. Same with the Leafs and Habs game. But I loved what they did with the stadium. I really did. And with the arenas, they had the video boards all over and they covered all of the seats. And for me, it looked like I was watching a Winter Classic.
Yep.
Where they cover outside and then the stands, you don't get far enough back in the game shot to see the stands. It felt like a Winter Classic. So to me, it felt like an event. And so it'll feel like a big deal. In baseball, when you see those empty stadiums, it just looks like preseason, summer ball that it doesn't matter, right?
What about the cardboard cutouts? More of those?
That's cool.
That actually, it does help.
It doesn't bother me.
No, I like that. But this had that Winter Classic feel. So I think they did a good job making it feel like you weren't playing in an empty stadium.
Again, I enjoyed it. I was about halfway through the Leafs-Habs game. And then we came home from dinner, waited for the Oilers-Flames game. And I'm going, yep, this will work.
Yeah.
I can watch this for 2 months.
So are you as excited to watch hockey? I know it's been a long time, but I think it's because it's the middle of summer. I'm just not jacked up to watch four games
then
on Saturday.
Not a hockey fan.
But I am. And last night, it was so nice out. I kind of wanted to be outside and didn't want to be tied to my couch.
That's what's nice with mobile.
Right? But do you know what I mean? And it does not feel like round one of the playoffs on a normal year where we're getting all excited.
Let me pause for a second. It doesn't. That's cool. I think everybody's allowed their own opinions on this because everybody's will be different. You see Sean McCormick's watching from the Game Plus control room, right? He writes in, he says, I like the idea of mics in all-star games when it isn't as fiery. There will be too many F-bombs for national family-friendly TV, especially in the afternoon games. I'll say it again. What goes down on the field of play is sacred, and I don't think they should be mic'd up. I don't. You know what? Mic them up and put it in the package later for NHL cool shots on the weekend or CFL. Yes. What do they call it? CFL. What's the rewind show? CFL Rewind? That's what it is. What was the point you were making that you liked? You were just asking me? Well, the baseball. This is my commentary on Cat Country 98 FM this morning. Deep South Country. I don't even really listen to the announcers when I'm watching hockey and football. But with baseball, you have to because there's so much downtime in between pitches. The announcers are far more important to me. So thankfully, Dan Shulman and Buck Martinez are the best of the majors. I really think they are because they're entertaining. But I need to be distracted with crowd shots, what's going on, mascot shots. I'm finding the Jays games, guys, hard to watch. And that's despite the fact that they are going, they're dropping bombs every night. The games are a little draggy to me.
Yeah, it's tough. It's the stadium, it's the atmosphere. And when you see that, you don't even take time to process it. But when you see an empty stadium, you're like, oh, this doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. This is just an exhibition game for nothing, right? There's no intensity. And you don't feel it with the players, that intensity either. So it is tough in that sense. It's going to take some time to get into it. Broadcasters are going to have to do a better job. And that's what I liked between Jim Houston and Chris Cuthbert. They're both very good. And you only hear them on Saturday night. They're like, that's the Jim Houston, right? Hockey night in Canada. So when his voice comes on, you know, oh, this is a big deal. Chris Cuthbert's voice comes on, it's a big deal. So then you're immediately into the game. They did a really good job, you know, with Ron McLean and the intermission panel and stuff to make it feel like a big deal.
I thought Cuthbert's shot at Edmonton was very un-Cuthbert-like. Did you notice that?
The mountains?
You saw that, eh? So, Taylor, you saw the whole thing with the Edmonton.
Well, no, what did he say?
City of Edmonton, province of Alberta, released a video when they were trying to convince the NHL to use them as a hub city with come to Edmonton, and it was all the Rocky Mountains. It's kind of funny because the Rocky Mountains are nowhere near Edmonton. People are still laughing about that. So Chris Cuthbert yesterday, or last night, was, I had a nice walk in the River Valley, and I didn't see any mountains, but that's how I would say it. I'm just surprised Cuthbert said it. And speaking of that Oilers-Flames game, it is our poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. And for you Oilers fans, be sure to check out Capital GMC in Edmonton. Who should the Oilers start in the playoffs? I posted this 1 hour ago. We're getting a lot of votes on it. Mike Smith or Mikko Koskinen? Koskinen started last night, didn't allow any. Mike Smith came in, played the second half, and allowed one on a crease crash that probably should have been reviewed. I know you guys aren't Oilers fans. You probably don't care, but who would you vote for?
That's a tough one because on one end, you got Mike Smith, who's the veteran, who you always want a guy who's got some experience, especially when it comes down to the playoffs. But Koskinen, what is he, 6'7"?
They're both huge.
And he's playing pretty calm last night. He's not moving around a lot when a big guy's doing that. Like, I'd go with Koskinen. I just like where he's at last night.
I really think they play Mike Smith 100%. They'll start him no matter what. Basically, no, there's no question in my mind that they'll start Mike Smith. And then you can always go to your backup.
Yeah.
And maybe the less experienced guy would handle the you know, less pressure of not getting the start and not having a couple of days to think about it. No pressure as a backup. You kind of go in and try to save the day. And if you don't, so be it. But I think they ride Mike Smith for as long as they can.
If you've got two goalies, you don't have one. Same with quarterbacks. My votes for Mike Smith, 60% of respondents are going with Mike Smith starting for the Edmonton Oilers. But near the end of the game last night, one of the announcers, because there was a million on the air last night, said, clearly they're going with Koskinen in the playoffs.
Not so fast.
Why? I don't think it's that clear at all. Again, fake news. Be careful. All you need to watch is the games. The rest is noise. Thank you, Brian Sutter. Katie Fleury writes in. She says, more Vegas Golden Knights games need to be on TV. And she says, Fleury to start for Vegas. Breaking news with our Golden Knights. Marc-Andre Fleury will start. And that's not really news either. I'm with Taylor. With Mike Smith. Put him in. Let him roll. Same with the Flower. Ideally, you never see Robin Leonard at all this summer. Actually, that was what your argument was. You can't get into Stanley Cup playoffs.
But it's not the playoffs yet. And so after I said that, it was an exhibition game last night. And to me, it just doesn't. So until the games mean something, until it's round one of the playoffs, until it's an elimination game, then I'm going to be glued to my TV.
But Saturday, I think they're going to be going after it. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And that's,
it's got to mean something. And even with baseball, with the Jays games, it's the regular season, but it doesn't mean anything.
60-game season.
Do you know what I mean, though?
No, and I know, and I felt that way, too, that once we get through the play-in and to the play, like the playoffs, then it's going to mean something. But, and then I started thinking, as, you know, a hockey fan and a Leaf fan, and, man, on Sunday when they dropped the puck in Toronto, this is it. If they don't win three games, their season's over.
That's right.
So, hello. All of a sudden, I'm ready. Like, that's all it took. Yeah. So I think it'll happen.
Just from some of our viewers, John Schmeiser is watching in Kansas City, Missouri. He says, last year at this time, the Jays were in Kansas City, and I saw Vladdy hit a grand slam. Have to admit, I miss being at the ballpark. I would just say deal with it, and hopefully, you know, we're back to normal come 2021. Just enjoy the games. Enjoy those Blue Jays, because they're launching bombs. 3-2.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, there will be a test at the end of the day for the rock star of the day, for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Our guests, Ron McLean today, Mike Morielli, Andrew Gottselig, and our director of officiating, Taylor Shire. Yesterday's winner, guys, was Rich Sutter. Also want to mention that the winner of the poll result from yesterday, which is Canada's Game of the Week in the Week 8 Sim, CFL Sim season, it was Ottawa at Saskatchewan by a landslide, which means we'll be broadcasting the computer simulation Thursday night, 7 p.m. Mountain, 0-6 Red Blacks at the 3-2 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Thanks for voting, and we'll see you on Thursday night. I had a CFL team call me last night, and they said, we're loving the Sim. All our staff's watching. The players are watching. How can we get involved? How can we help? Not a bad call to get.
No, of course not.
When we return, a sports update and Hockey Night in Canada's Ron McLean. Stick around. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is episode 286 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show, coming to you out of the bunker here in Western Canada. We have a ton of viewer questions coming in. We'll get to those in a moment, but we want to go out on video chat now as we're joined by the ageless Ron McLean, Hockey Night in Canada, who the producers tell me, Ron, that you were chuckling when we mentioned Rich Sutter won the Rock Star of the Day yesterday. What is your history? What comes to mind when you think of the Sutter brothers and Richie?
Oh, my God. I saw them all play. I saw Richie fight a kid named Talbot for the Prince Albert Raiders in the run to the 1980 Centennial Cup. It was a key moment that turned the series. They didn't know he was a lefty. And he's just a scrawny little farm boy, tough as nails. And that was a real moment. The PA fans all came to the Red Deer Arena, and they had the air horns. We'd never heard that. And they just dwarfed us. There was about 500 from PA, and the 2,000 Red Deerians, we were just absolutely mum compared to them. But Richie turned that series. The three boys, Brent and Rich and Ron, played on that team. Really powerful junior team. Our goalie we picked up from St. Albert, Brian Ford, made it to the NHL. And I'll tell you a story about Brian. It's one of my favorite stories. Bob Bourne, Kindersley, when he retired, he did an excellent interview with Stan Fischler of the Hockey News. And Stan said, you know, you played with Pod Van Bossie, Krotje. You also played with Gretzky, Messier, Coffey in the Canada Cups and against them, for sure. Who's the most valuable player in your eyes in hockey? And Bob Bourne said, well, those six guys you mentioned are all, you know, superstars and as good as it gets, and they're all great leaders. But if you're asking me who the MVP of the NHL is, it's Brian Sutter over in St. Louis. He does more to lift that organization than any single player does for any other team in the NHL. And I saw Brian break in with the Red Deer Rustlers. He was the first. Him and a guy named Terry Witchin were a dynamic duo for us. We lost to BC, to the Kelowna Buckaroos. But Brian was, he was magic. On the forecheck, the Sutters were uncanny. They could disrupt any breakout. And again, you know, just that toughness. You look at them and they're wisps of men, but they're farm strong, right? So they catch you every time, and boy, what a leader.
And they're all so classy, but particularly Brian. And of course, the starting, I love that we dove right into stories, right into the deep end here, right off the start. But my mind's going back to PA. You can't spell party without PA, that they would show up and disrupt the party, the Raiders fans. Anyways, Ron, we were all watching yesterday, Ron, and it looked.
Sorry, Rod, to interrupt, but can you interrupt for a second? Paul Bissonnette's become kind of a rising star, right? He's got his podcast doing really well with Ryan Whitney. And he's from Welland, Ontario, where they drink nothing but OV beer. Remember Old Vienna? You can't spell love without OV. So there's another one of those for you.
Exactly. You look like you were just having so much fun yesterday. Were you having as much fun as it looked like being back on the air?
Yeah. I mean, don't you think the same? I found I'm glad that hockey started, because I was getting caught up in the Blue Jays. So this is saving me from, although it's only a 60-game season, and who knows if they'll finish their bloody season in baseball. But yeah, you really realize how we missed sports. And there's a bit of fascination with, you know, seeing them in their sweatpants. And but the truth of the matter is, I don't know how you felt, but the hockey just looked magical. It was at a really high level for the first game of an exhibition. And to try and conceptualize it come Saturday, it's for real. Wow. So it was a joyous thing to see it back.
I think you're right. It's like, Wango, it's here. Saturday, a quintuple header. I saw you outlining all the games. But I just want to ask about your role for a second. Were you not always kind of just stuck in a studio on Front Street in the CBC building all these years? Like, how much of a change is this for you from what you're normally used to in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
The only slight change, Rod, is that we're now doing everything, if you notice, in boxes, just like you and I are right now. And we're doing that because we can't socially distancing. We have to be apart. And the rule is no more than two people at the desk. So Elliot, I mean, we wouldn't fit his beard at the desk anyhow, as you know, but he's over in another spot. And so we're all, you know, looking down the camera lens to our colleagues, it was either Kelly or Cassie out of Calgary, and Anthony Stewart and Elliot Friedman in the case of my hosting, and David Ambrose will go with Brian Burke, Colby Armstrong, and Anthony tonight. And that's a trick, to actually forget, you know, there's Anthony right there, and I want to look at him face to face, but I'm not supposed to in the television world. I'm supposed to be down the barrel of the camera. That was the only, otherwise it felt completely normal, as you say. We've been, since 1995, we've anchored the Stanley Cup almost in its totality from the CBC studio, except for the final. We would always hit the road for the final itself, and I don't think we'll do that this time around. But, I mean, Brian Sutter's so right. It's all noise. You just have to watch the game. So we can do that whether we're in Saskatchewan or Red Deer or the CBC building.
Oh, you were watching that, were you? Did CBC not have a clean-shaven regime or a policy at some time? And did Friedman just skip that? Like, what do you think about that mountain man look he's got going?
Well, first time I saw it was about 2 years ago. We went out to do Scott Oaks' charity event for the beautiful Brousseau Treatment Center in Winnipeg. And he always does that. It's a tradition with Elliot to grow the beard in the summer. But it was like when he got on the airplane, the looks that he was getting, you know, right? The fact of the matter is he was going to shave it off after the exhibition game. But we did some reports into Sportsnet Central on Monday, and the Twitterverse was glowing in loving what Elliot looked like. So he thought, well, maybe I'll just do it for the preseason game and see again what the reaction is. And by and large, it's either generating buzz, no pun intended, or it's being approved. So I think he will stick with it. And I think it's very COVID-esque. You know, as I said, seeing Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner walk in their get-up last night, it kind of has a fun feel that, look, we're all in this mess together, and if we never comb our hair, who cares?
You know, it's interesting you brought up the baseball and if they'll get through their season. How confident are you, Ron, that the NHL is going to get through the Stanley Cup playoffs? I mean, it's so far so good. They open camps July 10th, and here we are 2-3 weeks later, still going. What do you see ahead? How confident are you in the health and safety protocols and all the rest?
Oh, gosh, Rod, I think that falls also into the Brian Sutter, it's all noise, right? What does Ron know about what the expert epidemiologists and so forth would tell you? I think, you know, I worry, obviously, that there's not everybody's in that bubble exclusively. There are some workers who will come and go. There's, you know, there's just a chance. I don't know enough about the viral spread to understand how it could start to infiltrate. I mean, they've done so much to try and isolate the players, and I'm amazed at what they've done, to tell you the truth. The whole infrastructure down there at both Scotiabank Arena and Rogers Place, and the tunnels that you see from the Fairmont Royal York over to the Scotiabank Arena, it's just a monumental undertaking, and kudos for the effort. And based on how much joy it brought last night, I mean, it really did feel, it was Ken Reed and Jesse Fuchs were saying on Sportsnet Central as they came back to us, you know, it felt like old friends coming together last night, and I hope we can continue it, but I would be foolish to try and guess at whether it can be, you know, successfully pulled off.
Well, it's going to be on the players and the staff, right? And the one thing the NHL, NFL, MLB, NBA have is unlimited resources to pull it off. The CFL does not have that. And that, you know, that's a topic for another day. But I tell you what, it made my heart sing last night. What's the reaction you're getting from Canadians in terms of what's going to be August playoff hockey run? And there's some people that say this is wrong. I'm not one of them. But what's the reaction that you've received from your viewers?
I think it was really positive. You know, I've lived in a Twitter, you know what it is, right? You're going to have detractors and supporters. And so I don't spend a ton of my time on that. But I certainly got a lot of texts last night. And that was a good indication, you know, people were engaged. And the sentiment was almost always universal. Gosh, it's lovely to have it back. And I think it just gave us a smidge of normalcy in what has been a really bewildering time. So, I mean, I said in the opening of the show, and I was kind of scrambling around, like everyone, I'm looking at all these, you know, scrubs going on, the hour of scour, and it was just fascinating to look at and to try and talk while that's there, you know, seems silly. But I felt like when we gather, sports is so special because you have all these well-wishers, you know, whether they're in Saskatchewan cheering for the Rough Riders or in Edmonton for their Oilers, they're all coming together with a vested interest, arm in arm, and there's a TV empire behind those fans, and it's a great thing with good intentions that creates energy, more energy than you find at a school or a church or a, you know, just about anything. It's a stadium is and we don't have those fans happening that way, but we still have them interconnected through the TV, and you could feel that. You could just feel the texts were coming from all across Canada to just say, nice to see it's back.
For sure, and I think the ratings are going to absolutely skyrocket. You saw Major League Baseball opening day ratings were up 232%. Ron, I think we got about 5 minutes if you're okay with that. And if it's okay, we'll take some viewer questions here from Gary Chupik. He says, Ron, do the Seattle Kraken, do you think, have a legitimate shot at making the playoffs in their first year based on the drafting system? You know Vegas did it. Could you see the same thing happening in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ron Francis. That's a really good organization, really well connected. That's one of the things about how Vegas got its birth was I felt like George McPhee, the whole group was really in lockstep with the National Hockey League, and Tim Leiwicki is the kind of moving force of the Seattle Kraken. So they'll be connected. They'll be supported fully by the NHL. They're in tough, right? This is a really devastating blow to them financially to have what we're happening. So they will be supported in every way imaginable by the by the NHL, by the fellow owners. I think there will be that going for them. And as I said, my respect for Ron Francis is off the charts. So they've got a great shot. And I think Vegas, which was, we've had 3 years of just amazing stories. The Vegas story 2 years ago and Washington with Ovechkin was an amazing story. And I think last year's St. Louis story, and that was a real Saskatchewan-based story. Going from last at January 1st to winning the Stanley Cup. And now this version of the Stanley Cup, it's truly been the stuff of movies the last three seasons.
By the way, producer Clark brought up Eddie Shack, and I'm glad he did because I forgot. And he's just a young kid. You opened with the montage last night on Eddie Shack, and it looked like a tribute in the arena. He's the same age as my dad, Ron, who passed 2 years ago. So to me, old timer. And my memories of Eddie Shack on the ice were wearing a cowboy hat and, of course, the mustache. Did he ever actually wear a cowboy hat in a game? What, like, they called him the entertainer. What do you remember about Eddie Shack, the Toronto Maple Leaf?
He came out for the Three Stars wearing a cowboy hat one time. Okay. He was, and he's a little, even before my time, I'm 60, he was 83 when he passed. So I missed him as a broadcaster, but I spent a ton of time around him and Norma. I loved his wife, Norma, who was like, when you saw Eddie with that big personality, you would imagine that he would marry a wallflower, but that wasn't the case. He married the queen of the house, and Norma was huge. When they negotiated back in 97, there was a landmark legal successful deal that was Carl Brewer and Eddie Shack, and Norma was a real key in that whole negotiation to get Gordie Howe and some of those veteran players a better cut of the pension that they were deserving of. She was a great champion of rights, and Eddie, who couldn't read and write, as he was also that. And as I mentioned last night, he used to shadow Gordie Howe. He was the first guy. We all think of Bugsy Watson doing Bobby Hull shadowing. Old timers do. It was Eddie who could skate with and was strong enough to tackle Gordie Howe. And he did the same with John Ferguson of the Montreal Canadiens, who used to pester Johnny Bower and Terry Sawchuk. And he would take care of John Ferguson. And yeah, he was fun. He was strong. He scored 20 goals with nine times with five different teams. And as I said, he was called, clear the track. Here comes Eddie Shack, the entertainer. He was way ahead of his time in terms of where we are, I think, finding ourselves in the NHL these days, wanting to sort of allow for celebrations. Some of the things that you I think as, traditionalists, we worry about, rubbing it in their noses is going to backfire. But the personality that sells the game is what Shack was way before what's going on now.
Where my mind went on that, Dennis Hall tells the story of being on the Blackhawks bench playing Detroit, and Billy Ray kicked him in the pants and says, get out there and watch Howe. And Dennis looked over his shoulder and said, I can watch him fine right here. So a tough job.
Don't you love Dennis talking about feeling? Dennis used to say, I touched Gordy. I actually reached over the boards and I touched Gordy.
Oh, you've heard the story. Yeah, I've heard it 100 times because I've seen him 100 times. Anyways, Ron, two last things. The Heritage Classic in Regina. Had some time to, the ability to spend some time with you the night before at that Rogers event. And then the game itself. Kelly Rudy was on here last week. He said it was the highlight of his year. What do you remember about the Heritage Classic at Mosaic Stadium?
Well, for sure for me, Rogers Hometown Hockey, where his Ojibwe's First Nation nameplate last night. When we did this Rogers Hometown Hockey tour, that's the biggest takeaway. I always knew hockey was, I was a military kid, so I lived in Yukon, Nova Scotia, Edmonton, BC. I understood the connection to the game, but I didn't understand the First Nations connection to the game. And to have Freddie Sissakamoose and Bridget Laquette and two of their young, people who look up to them on the ice for the opening faceoff and ceremony. They did it really right on that front. It's a big deal. And again, it's ahead of the, you know, the movement is strong now because of Black Lives Matter and this understanding of we all have to have our eyes opened and our ears, more important, open to sort of understanding what this is all about. But that magical First Nations component to the game in Regina really stood out for me. And yeah, I just thought it was, again, the National Hockey League, the way they did the map of Winnipeg to Calgary outside of the ice proper, the staging, the grandeur of that day and the snow and everything about it was just very special.
It was perfect. Viewer Katie Fleury writes in, she says, I remember being super cold, but loved taking in my first NHL game. It was only -2, Katie. Come on. You'd sit there for a Ryder game and not think anything of it. Rogers hometown hockey. Let's end on that. Ron, what would you like to talk about? That seems to be kind of your favorite pet project these days.
Well, it's interesting, Rod. We're going to probably have to figure out a way to do the show without crowds in the year to come. So the show itself is just it's a way to preach without being preachy. I think that's been the hardest thing. I don't know how you feel about it, but not everything seems political and polarizing right now. Rogers Hometown Hockey gives you the opportunity to just go out into the community and let Bridget Laquette sell you that message without us having to sermon. Provide a sermon. So that's what's great about the show. It's a beautiful reflection of our love affair with the game. I always come back to, for all our problems, I come back to the Bronx and Kevin Gehringer and Darcy Hogan and Logan Schatz and all the kids that I still connect with regularly. Tyler Smith lives in Leduc now, and Ryan Stresnitsky and his parents, Tom, we text all the time, and I could go on about Caleb Dahlgren. This team, Every member of that Humboldt Bronco team was absolutely magical. That's what's great about hockey. Chris Cuthbert, back with us, got his start with the Yorkton Terriers, So there's so much good, and Rogers Hometown Hockey gets to go and showcase that. And it's outside the bright lights. And that's why maybe this Stanley Cup playoff, which is akin to a Pee Wee tournament where the teams load up in some hotel and parents are off drinking.
You heard about
it. It's really
that,
neat to see. And yeah, that's what I think Rogers Hometown Hockey does, and it's very important. I always say Saturday night will always be the night, but I think the hometown night will be maybe the most important night for our game's growth.
Well, we always enjoy seeing you when you come through and all the great things you folks have done for our province, too. So thanks for that. And Ron, appreciate the time and enjoy the playoffs. We'll be watching every single night. Always nice catching up with you.
Same, Rod. Thank you.
Hockey Night in Canada's Ron McLean, and also from Rogers Hometown Hockey. When we come back, we'll get into some viewer questions. We'll talk more about those games. There's a lot of games today, by the way. 6 games today. Woo! Get ready.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk about the Jets because our viewers in Winnipeg, what do they always say? You don't talk enough Jets. Well, they got Vancouver tonight. We got to talk about that game. Are you ready for that, Taylor?
We are, yeah.
All right. It's the RP show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review.
Thank you.
Yep. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Just couldn't wait to get back onto the air because I got so many things to say. Taylor Shire is with us, our director of officiating. Can you stick with us in hour two, Taylor,
sure,
please?
Dad. A little good. Bit of it, anyway.
Thank you. Dupes, of course, as always.
Yep, thank you.
One, people were asking me to ask him about Don Cherry. From the moment yesterday that we tweeted that Ron McLean was going to be on, people are asking me about asking McLean. Like, I'm going to do that. Like, give your head a shake, honestly. What the hell's wrong with people? Like, I'm going to ask him that on national television.
Yeah, not happening.
This business is kill or be killed, man. That's what it is. Like, get off Ron McLean's back. How stupid. Could they actually think that I was going to ask him about that?
I don't think so. They can't, right?
By the way, 2020 wants you to know that the Don Cherry fallout happened in 2019. Bill Lothian writes in and says, since we're on hockey, anyone been following the story where two Saskatchewan teams went to Manitoba for a kids' tourney, much to Saskatchewan Hockey Association's dismay? Quite the story. Does anybody care about that other than a few people around here? And, I mean, the CBC is on the story. Did they break any laws? From the story that I saw, it's strongly discouraged to not leave the province. Is it against the law?
No.
No, they didn't break the law. Okay. Moving on. I can't believe these early games have started already. Braden Point scored for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They lead Florida 1-0 already. Like, whoop! It's like jumping on to the Polar Express at Buffalo Days in the middle of the ride.
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
Get a running start, jump on, and away we go.
Here are the games. Sorry, by the way. In the Toronto bubble. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I'll
I ask him to stay, then don't let him talk. Lightning, Panthers. They're on the ice now. Carolina, Washington later on. Islanders, Rangers. That's all in Toronto. And then in Edmonton, Colorado, Minnesota, St. Louis, Chicago, a classic Norris Division matchup there. And Vancouver, Winnipeg, which all of all those games, Vancouver, Winnipeg is the one I'll be watching the most. So those are the games. Sorry, over to you.
What are your thoughts on the scheduling? Do you like games starting at 10, noon,
no.
2, 4? Or do you want to have four games at once and you can flip back and forth and find the one you want to watch for.
Right, but where would they play? That.
That's what
you
I
only
want.
Got two no, ice surfaces. But,
and just as a viewer, I understand that you can only, you know, have, I mean, you could go to a practice rink, realistically. You go to the Leafs practice rink. But
well,
in terms of the scheduling, I understand why they have to schedule like that. But as a viewer, it's kind of hard to tune in for 12 hours a day and watch every game.
Well,
I'm going to watch the Habs game from start to finish.
When I saw this schedule come out, I thought, what? There's no way that we're going to be able to watch all these games as much as we'd like to. Yeah. Even the NHL can't be gambling that we're all going to be watching. I can't think that they would think that we would.
No.
Right? Saturday, can we watch 5 games times 3 hours per game? 15 hours of hockey? Dagnabbit, I'm going to try. But you got to pick your games. Your team's going to watch. It's like any Stanley Cup playoffs. When your team's out, you do kind of lose interest. Let's be honest. Until it gets to the Stanley Cup final and the ratings are the highest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be watching the Oilers and the Blackhawks on Saturday. I'll be watching the Golden Knights when they play for real. You'll be watching your Habs and Penguins. Darren, you'll be watching the Leafs in Columbus. And that's why one of the biggest reasons, Taylor, why I wanted you in here, not just because you're our director of officiating, but you are our resident Habs fan. So you'll cover them for us.
Sure.
But to reasonably expect that we're going to watch all the games, nobody's going to watch all the games.
I guess on the positive side of things, if you want to watch hockey, you can go tune in at any hour of the day and flip the game on. If you got a couple hours to kill in the morning or in the afternoon, and you don't have to wait till Saturday night, right?
This is where it gets into a business decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the NHL knows that the ratings aren't going to be, I don't think, as high as normal for all the reasons that you said. People are going to the lake. They're going golfing. They're doing summer things. I'll be plunked down when my teams are playing, but not for the rest. So the ratings aren't going to be as good, but I would think the revenue is still the same.
Yeah, I would think so. And I haven't looked too deep into the schedule yet of all of the rounds, but those what are they calling them? The round robin games with the four teams
up top? Yeah, the round robin.
You know, I'm assuming that those games with a little less importance will happen earlier in the day, and they'll move some of the games, the playoff, the series games, they'll move those into prime time. So I'm not worried. I know the Leafs are going to play every night in prime time. The Oilers are going to play every night at night, right? They're not going to end up with a 10 a.m. game. But it's going to be interesting to watch as it moves forward. And I'm sure we'll have, you know, there'll be less games to play once you get through this playing round, so that you won't have to have so many games in the morning or, you know, early afternoon.
Right.
I think we need to get a goal horn. Do you have one of those on the Millennium Falcon back there, Jordan? A goal horn? Just hit the show topics horn, if you don't mind.
The hype horn.
Yeah, the hype horn. Now that's from the old show. Braden Point has scored again! 2-0 Tampa Bay. This is Braden Point in his old Warriors jersey. It's Braden Point 2, the Florida Panthers 0. What were you saying about your Florida Panthers?
It's exhibition.
I know. We can't put much stock in this. By the way, the Jets fans, are you getting a call? Oh, you're looking for a goal horn.
I found you a goal horn.
Play it.
Okay.
It's the Oilers goal horn.
I like it.
Just for you.
Point scores!
Braden Point 2, Florida Panthers 0. You know, like I get in the Calgary region, they're very excited about the Flames for obvious reasons. They have to be. But I don't see any pundits saying that they're going to get past the Winnipeg Jets. Forget about the Stanley Cup. I did see Craig Button on SportsCenter saying that he thinks the Oilers will be alive in the Final Four. I don't agree, but everybody's entitled to their opinions at this time. And Craig's made some pretty right predictions in the past, so maybe he'll be right on this. But after what the Flames did last night, losing 4-1 in Edmonton, and granted, just preseason, I get it. I saw our buddy Paul Figler from the dubnetwork.ca website, Figgy, saying Jets in 3. After what I'm seeing tonight with the Calgary Flames, I got Jets in 4. Guys, Taylor, again, you're the guest. What's your read on that series?
Isn't it a best of 3?
No, it's a best of 5.
The first
shut this they're, guy's mic off. Good night.
See you.
Yeah, it's a best of 5.
Okay.
They're
what have you been doing the last 4 months?
Not researching that.
It's all good.
It's all good.
And the top 4 teams are playing just a 3-game round robin.
Yes.
That was one of my points. Is does it benefit those teams to play those 3 games and then wait for the lower seed after they beat each other up?
Oh, it's all
games?
Very.
So
strange.
How much does that benefit? So how much are those 4 seeds now going to be more favorited as opposed to playing a best of 7 in the first round versus
a good point.
Team?
Well, if what we saw last night though. Those 3 games, they better play. Like, they better play those 3 games. Like, and I know we talked about, you know, Boston. They don't deserve to.
They're mad they have to play.
They're mad they have to play because they had such a great regular season. But if you don't play, you're going to get what we saw last night. Now, the hockey got pretty good pretty fast. But if they're playing exhibition games and shaking the rust off, meanwhile, you know, Florida or Toronto or Pittsburgh have come off this intense 3-4-5 game series and they're in playoff mode.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get it. You're going to look behind and you'll be down 2-0 in the series.
Welcome to the playoffs, bruh.
Right. So those games are going to matter.
Mike in Toronto's watching. He says, are any games on TSN? No, they're not. But the analysis is. Maybe the preseason game tonight. Can somebody tell me where I can find the Jets game tonight? All Sportsnet and NBC, Clark is telling me in my ear. Okay, viewer takeover when we come back. I told you we could sit here for hours and talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's just so delicious.
Oh, yeah.
The Prairie Mobile text line is open. Shoot us a text if you're watching on game. 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaaStel Mobility dealer. We haven't talked much about the poll question. We'll get update that. And you can, of course, chime in on the Facebook Live wall. We'll be back with Viewer Takeover in a moment. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
306-731-1445. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk.
The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody, for the always popular viewer takeover segment. Again, coming up in hour two, where we will be on Facebook Live only, the commissioner of the CEBL, Mike Morielli from St. Catharines, and the Natty, Andrew Gottselig from Hoops Life, going to be with us, too, to chat NBA playoffs. But for one, Brian Warishin's watching from Vancouver, the BC Lions Den podcast. He says, late to the party today. Good morning, all. Good morning, Brian. We have not talked a lot of CFL this hour. We may next hour, but maybe not, because it's Stanley Cup playoff time. They're playing. The CFL isn't, and it doesn't look like they're going to for quite some time. To the Prairie Mobile text line from our viewers, from Doug in St. Albert, Alberta. Hi, Rod. You will be able to watch all the games Saturday. You just need some of that awesome Vern's pizza to keep you going. Speaking of, I never did get to my sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Maybe we will in this segment if we have time. Kelly Bruce in Regina says, right now by Sereth, working and listening. He's listening to the live feed at rodpeterson.com. He says, Ron McLean does not need to hear about Don Cherry. Pardon me. I knew the RP show had way too much sense and class to dig up that old news. All concerned have moved on from that situation. Good on you, Roddy, and dupes. If you think I'm going to ask Ron McLean about Don Cherry in a live interview, you are have rocks in your head. From Brady. Hey, Rod, the answer to the poll question is Mike Smith should start for the Oilers. That is the daily poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Who should start in goal for the Oilers, Mikko Koskinen or Mike Smith? I voted for Mike Smith. 60% of respondents agree. He says, it's going to be a long week or two for us Habs fans. Worst team I've seen yet. No power play, no defense, hardly any offense, and not much star power. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you enjoy the play? I loved the format in the arena of the NHL. Very entertaining. You just got that, didn't you? Did you both just get that? Taylor, handle that Habs thing that it's the worst team. And then I'll get to a sports update.
I don't think it's the worst team. Do I think they have a chance against Pittsburgh? Well, the odds are not in their favor, I'll tell you that. But if Carey Price plays well and their top line, you know, can put a few goals in the back of that, they can steal a few 2-1 games, then... yeah, they have a chance.
It's all going to come down to Carey Price. So him allowing a goal on the first shot didn't bode well last
night. It's exhibition.
For sure.
He's never historically played well in exhibition. Why would you?
Here's the thing. Whoa. The puck doesn't know that it's exhibition, Taylor.
But he does.
Okay. He's got an answer for
it. Just relax until he lets in the first shot in the first playoff game. Okay, well.
That I agree with.
It's exhibition.
It's just preseason.
Don't put any stock into what happened last night. Don't put any stock into Calgary not showing up or not playing well or Edmonton beating them or Toronto winning over Montreal. Don't put any stock into it. That doesn't dictate what's going
to
happen this week.
I have to get to the sports update. Cameron Forte had 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 1 assist in an 87-77 Fraser Valley Bandits comeback victory over the Saskatchewan Rattlers Tuesday night at the Meridian Center in St. Catharines, Ontario. The Bandits now 2-0, the Rattlers 1-1. Meanwhile, Tre'Darius McCollum scored 18 points to lead the Guelph Nighthawks to an 84-65 victory over the Niagara River Lions. Guelph is 2-1. Niagara falls to 1-2. There's another doubleheader today. You can watch all games on the CBC Gem app. I'm skipping the NHL games because we've covered that enough. The Toronto Raptors lost 117-106 to the Phoenix Suns in their final exhibition game. Spicy P was the Raps' leading scorer. Toronto will play their first meaningful game Saturday against the Lakers. And Vladdy Guerrero and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. each hit a home run in a 5-1 win for the Blue Jays over Washington on Monday night. Rookie Drew Pearson starts for the Jays tonight at the Nationals. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. We will get into the CFL news, if there's any, in hour two. Mike Morielli of the CEBL will be with us. Taylor and Dupe staying with us. For all others, we'll see you here 10 a.m. Mountain tomorrow right here on Game Plus. I punched him.
Of course you did.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.